Good morning, guys. Welcome to Mental Note. It's your girl, Purpose Vision, right here, Blog Talk Radio. It's been a minute. I think the last show was Jay Santana last week, Saturday. Did you guys hear that? Have you been listening to the archive? It was an awesome show. But I'm back here for you. So stay right where you are, and I'll be back with more entertainment news, current events, books, music, movies, fashion, and much, much more. Stay tuned. All right, guys, look like we're having some switchboard trouble again. Don't know what's up with that. Let me see if I can get that right for you. But while I'm trying to do that, what about R. Kelly getting off on those charges? Do you think he did it? Or do you think he paid someone? They said he paid the witness. Heard someone else say that maybe he threatened the witness. Or, of course, had someone to threaten the witness. I don't know. Give your girl a call. 347-215-8667 is the call-in number. Just curious as to what you think. Do you really think R. Kelly went to those extremes? And it's funny to me how his case took so long to go to court. You know, how, you know, it took, what, years for him to go to court? And it seems like you would have better chances of getting off if it takes years for you to go to court, because I don't know about your memory, guys, but my memory is not that great. You know, I don't know if I'm going to remember every little detail. You know, so I think it's kind of strange. And then, too, I don't even know if, or do you know, if the girl that supposedly he had sex with, all of that, if she, you know, made the accusations about him having sex with her, or did someone find out in her family and they, you know, made the accusations or made the charges against R. Kelly? You know, how did that even come about? You know, I understand that the tape was leaked and all of that, but, you know, I'm still curious as to what exactly happened there. You know, how did he even get to the point of going to trial or being charged with having sex with an underage person? Don't know. And two, guys, make sure that you check out Mental Note TV. I know I'm switching lanes here, but I just want to tell you it's on my mind this morning, mentalnotetv.com. Be sure to go there and check that out. I am making changes constantly. Of course, the site is under construction. It is going to be the hottest media outlet on the Internet, period. So be sure you... Be sure you go and check that out for, again, all, you know, your current events, your entertainment news, who's hot in the industry right now, who's going to be hot. They're all going to be on Mental Note. Who's the hottest author in the biz right now? All are going to be on Mental Note. Stay close. Neo. I'll be right back.
Jump off. Let me talk to her. Look, Joey got the top down with my arm around. Used to be the biggest flirt till you calmed me down. You the drug I'm addicted to. It's not just the face on your physical, or cause your waist is invisible. Sized up your finger, might cop the igloo. Put the whole club on pause when I get smooth. You that shit cause I actually dig you. Know I'm that dude cause I actually bit you. Keep you looking fresh, Louie, I never miss you. Birds get so sick anytime they see me with you. by my side, cause in you I take pride. Get you the bench keys, take your girls for a ride. Besides, it's getting past that. Maybe cause baby's strong where I lack at. Now let's fly, let's get these seats reclined. Glance the neo soul, but never mind. I'm just saying stuff that we both know. Let's go.
She makes the hands on the back of my neck stand up. Just one touch, and I heave up like a volcano and cover up with my love. Baby girl, you make me say, and I just can't
guys, I'm back. Thanks for sticking around. You're listening to Mental Note right here at Blog Talk Radio. It's your girl, Purpose Vision. Again, the call-in number is 347-215-8667 if you'd like to chime in this morning. Listen, why are they calling Barack Obama's wife his baby's mama? That is so irritating to me. Not only are they... Okay, I understand that he is half African-American, but he's only half African-American, okay? He's also half white. So it's not like, number one, they keep saying, you know, he's going to be the first African-American president. No, not really. That's like Halle Berry winning the Oscar. She was not the first African-American woman to win the Oscar. Yeah, half is not whole. So it just seems kind of funny to me that instead of just acknowledging that he is biracial, why don't they say the first biracial person? I mean, it's a ton of biracial people out in the world right now saying, what? He's not all black. I'm not all black. Why are they keep saying that? He's biracial. It's funny, the world we live in, man, the world we live in. And now they want to call his wife his baby's mama. Have they ever called any other first lady, soon-to-be first lady, baby's mama? Ah, and when I'm saying they, you know I'm talking about the media, my peeps, the media. They say crazy stuff, y'all, crazy, crazy stuff. And, you know, it blows my mind. Blows my mind. Listen, also, I am just kind of tripping out. I'm looking at AOL News right now and just looking at, of course, the crazy stuff that they have on here. Daily is things that just kind of trip me out. Sex offender wins $57 million. What is this about? It just kind of keeps going with this whole R. Kelly thing, so that's why I'm telling you about it. I don't really care about the sex offender, but here we go. The winner of last week's 57 million Mega Millions lottery jackpot is a registered sex offender who also pleaded guilty to two breaking and entering charges in the 1980s. Fred Tupus Tapas, T-O-P-O-U-S Jr., guys, 45, was discharged from Michigan Department of Corrections supervision in October 2006. And on June 13th of this year, homeboy won $57 million. Wow. The ex-con's rap sheet includes assault with intent to commit sexual penetration and breaking and entering. He will take the $34 million payout. The rest is going to taxes. All righty then, and he's sitting there with his little trucker hat on and smiling. $57 million. Guess it couldn't have happened to what? You can't hardly say a better person, right? Wow. What? I mean, you know, why not you? Why not me? $57 million? Only in America. Only in America. Who is this spotted without a wedding ring? What is this about? Some star spotted without a wedding ring? Who cares? I don't know. Potpourri gossip goodies. Christina Aguilera, whatever her name is. Okay. You know, she just had a baby, and supposedly she was out without her wedding ring. Who cares? Britney Spears' sister had her baby, guys, if you want to know that. And Britney flew down to see her niece in Mississippi because they are from Louisiana, and I guess they drove over to Mississippi because that's where her sister had her baby. And I think she had a little girl, too, if I'm not mistaken, Brianna and somebody. Maddie, I think the baby's name is Maddie. She's 17, and that's what the big talk has been about. That's why it's been such a buzz that Britney Spears' baby sister's having a baby, because she's only 17 and she's on Nickelodeon, you know, and they were trying to figure out, or is it Disney, and they were trying to figure out if she should continue to be on the kids' network, having a baby at 17. But, you know, it's one thing to, there again, if you're going to, I guess, stop her from being on the show, then, I mean, it's not real. It wouldn't be reality. I mean, the reality of the situation is that she got pregnant and she had a baby, and I mean, kids are going to school nowadays with kids doing the same thing. So it's not like, you know, the kids are ignorant to the fact that it happens. Now, whether or not she should be representing, you know, all kids, meaning on TV, whatever, a good role model, you know, I don't know. I don't really even think that kids should be looking at TV for role models in the first place. But, you know, that's just my own opinion. because nowadays it's just too much going on. You can't, it's going to be real hard to censor what your child watches on TV. So it's best to make sure that you tell them what's real, what's, you know, what's not real, what's good, what's bad, all of that before they go to the TV and the radio and the internet and all of that. Because if not, then, you know, you never know what they're going to see. And, you know, it can be pretty scary. Pretty scary. Stick around, guys.
Rihanna.
You have my heart, and we'll never be worlds apart. Maybe in magazines, but you still be my star. Baby, cause in the dark, you can't see shiny cars.
Guys, thanks for sticking around. Here's some news you can use. Check this out. Credit card fees. Some gas stations say no more. In Charleston, West Virginia, a gas station manager, Roger Randolph, realized it was costing him more money each time someone filled up with $4 a gallon of gas. He hung a sign on his pump that said, no more credit cards. Wow. He may be the first in West Virginia to ban plastic, but gas station operators nationwide are reporting similar woes as higher prices translate into higher credit card fees. The managers must pay, squeezing profits at the pump. Wow. The more they buy, the more we lose, said Randolph, who manages Mr. Ed's Chevron in St. Albans. Gas prices go up and our profits go down. Seems that there's interchange fees, guys. And what the interchange fees are a percentage of the sale price paid to credit card companies on every transaction. The percentage is fixed, but usually at just under 2%. But the dollar amount of the fee rises with the price of the goods or services. So legislation pending in the U.S. House and Senate will allow merchants to bargain collectively with major credit card and debit card companies. So the National Retail Federation says gas price points to the unfairness of the system. Gas stations are paying more in interchange fees because the price of gas has gone up, while the cost of processing credit or debit cards remains the same. So, you know, you want to scream at the gas stations, like, why are you raising the gas prices? But look like this is just a no-win situation, you know, for everybody. Not just the, you know, not just the consumer, but the gas stations. And, you know, we think that, you know, now the gas is $4 a gallon, that they're making money. The gas stations are making a lot more money or what have you, but I really don't think that's the case. I think, you know, everybody's just kind of losing out here with these gas prices being so high. And right now in Georgia, I don't know where you guys are, but right now, I mean, some places you can go, it's like $3.99, but the majority is like $4.05 a gallon, and it's like crazy. You know, and you never know what it's going to top out at. That's my question. It's like, okay, it's $4 now, but is it going to go up to $6? Is it going to go up to $7? What is it going to top out at? Scary thought, guys. And then I was watching the news the other day, and they were saying how, and this is in Georgia, too, how unemployment is high. So the kids that are looking for summer jobs, you know, it may be the little retail stores and that sort of thing, it's hard for them to even find summer jobs because now those jobs are taken by adults because of the economy and the unemployment rate. And so there you go, you know. It's, you know, if it's not one thing, it's another. And it's, you know, we're in hard times. And I think that, remember not too long ago I was talking about on the show how to kind of buckle down. You know, don't buy the $3 cup of coffee when you can make tea at home, or don't, you know, watch what you spend your money on. Because we don't know what's going to happen. So it would be stupid. Yeah, I said stupid. It would be stupid to go about your daily lives as if nothing is happening, you know, and then end up stuck. Because, you know, times have changed. Things are different. And when times change and things are different, then the smart thing to do is to do something a little bit different. Not to continue to think things are the same, because they're not. Okay? All right, guys. Listen to this. Barack Obama, Senator McCain. Not Senator McCain. What am I saying? Barack Obama, McCain. Who are you going to vote for? I mean, are you going to vote for someone who's 72 years old, who probably is going to do the exact same thing that we've seen being done already? Or are you going to vote for change? Change, change, change. Vote for change. Listen, Lil Wayne is, he may be going to jail. Now, his album sales have been incredible. They're hitting the $1 million mark is what the 1 million mark as far as albums sold. Of course, he's made way more than $1 million. But, yeah, he is, his album sales are through the roof, guys. And I said that to say now he may be facing jail. So, and supposedly there's a rumor going around that Cash Money bought up half of Lil Wayne's units in an attempt to proclaim him the best rapper alive. Are you serious? Units shipped don't match units sold, as they say. Is this another attempt at people hating on Lil Wayne? Aw, give me a break. You know what? I don't know if Lil Wayne is the best rapper alive. I don't think I would take it that far. But he's great at what he does. And, you know, you just can't hate on him. He's on everybody's song. He has a very unique voice. Nobody sounds like Lil Wayne. That's why he is so good at what he does, is because his voice is different. When you hear Lil Wayne on a track, you know it's Lil Wayne. It's not, you're not trying to wonder, is that, who is that? Is that, you know, no, you know it's Lil Wayne. So that's why he is so good, I think, is because he's unique and different, and that's always good, you know, especially in a business like hip-hop and rapping. I mean, you can't do what everybody else does, because if so, then you just become one of many, and ain't nobody really listening to you because you sound like everybody else. But with Lil Wayne, you know, he has his own little vibe or whatever, and it's hot. I mean, it's undeniably hot. He seemed a little crazy. I'm looking at his picture right now. But crazy is hot. I mean, you know, I'm sorry, it is. In hip-hop, crazy is hot. The crazier you are, the more, you know, kind of wild you are, that's what's hot. The more you know, the more people can't contain you, put you in a box, that's what makes you hot. So go ahead, Lil Wayne. Don't listen to the haters. Hopefully he doesn't go to jail, because, you know, he had that gun in that bag on his lap in his tour bus when they pulled him over earlier in the year. And so now they're, like, testing to see if his fingerprints or something is on it or something. I don't know. Supposedly he, I guess, is on probation and shouldn't have had a weapon or something. But I'm thinking, surely if T.I., you know, can, you know, get off or whatever, get the short sentence, then Lil Wayne should be okay. He should be all right. Money talk, y'all know that. Y'all know that. Money talk. And two, Jeezy was pulled over here in Atlanta. They say he was driving under the influence or something, I don't know, speeding, got pulled over for speeding. And then, of course, he had been drinking. And so, you know, he has some stuff going on, too. Guys, it's only 1 minute remaining in the show. I've rattled on for 30 minutes already. Wow. Please be sure to join me again in the morning for another dose of Mental Note. It's your girl, Perfect Vision. And remember, in all things, peace and love. Have a great day, guys.
It's enough to make a hard rock smile.
I don't know what happened. Let me try something else. I really wanted to hear that, but let me see what I can do for you.
Street mind.
Peace and love.
H-O-P and M-C.
Ah.
H-O-P, young
T. Yeah, I love you.
Baby, sentiment is told. Breakup is imminent, I know.
the sense of putting it off to tomorrow, pretending it ain't gonna end, let's roll. Gotta move, baby, know it's hella hard, you gotta find your groove, baby. Like selling all, that ain't you, baby. Gotta let